What's up, everyone? How we doing?
How's your?
Are we in fall? I think when this comes out, it's like just been the first day of fall, or the first day of fall is coming up soon.
I never know when the season starts.
First day of fall is September 21st. I am pretty sure, off the top of my head, could be, but it's like somewhere around there.
So when does summer end?
September 21st.
Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. My name is Yoni Ikoto. If this is your first time.
My name is Ali Zaitza. Sorry, I had a brain freeze there.
Okay.
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, a great podcast here on the internet. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been a longtime listener, and thank you for clicking on it. This is your first time listening. Today, we are going to do a new little episode, I guess, that we haven't done before. And it's going to be a two-part series.
Yes, it's going to be a two-part series. So today, I'm going to be asking Ali questions that I have in my phone.
Yes.
And then next week, Ali will do questions about me. Or like, not
the
about me.
The way you explain that is so... Yoni's going to ask me questions today. Next week, I'm going to be asking him questions.
Exactly.
Not the same questions, different questions. So this is basically, I don't know, Yoni interviews Ali. Is this 72 or 73 questions?
This one...
No, the Vogue one.
Oh, the Vogue one. I don't know. It's 72. It's like, I don't know what it is. But this is not
like
the Vogue
knock,
one.
It's like, knock, knock. Oh, hi, Kylie Jenner. We're here to do 73 questions with...
Should we do that one?
No. That's
okay. 25 questions today, okay?
Oh, 25 questions?
But I don't know if I'll get to 25.
Okay. I mean, and you know us, we'll always get off topic and talk about other random things.
All right. So these are the questions that I have for Alia. And this is like a list that I found somewhere, right?
Okay.
And I thought these were like great questions that I would actually love to know the answer to.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. So question number one, how am I doing as a husband in general?
I mean, how do I like rate you or?
No, you don't rate me. Like you just.
I mean, I would say answer. You are like a 10 out of 10 for sure.
You don't have to say that just because I'm here.
I'm not saying that just because you're here.
Okay, no number. Which thanks
how
for
are
the
you
10
doing
by the
10. As a husband? I mean, I.
Is there something?
I don't have like many notes.
Is there something you. As a husband, I'm talking about, right? Like, is there something you wish I did more? Do you want me to cook more? Like,
no, because I like cooking. I like cooking. Okay.
I'm not gonna fight that one.
I mean, you know, there's also this thing where, like, I know that we're married and we've been married for, you know, 3 years.
3 years, actually, coming up.
It's gonna be 4 years.
Coming up
or coming up is gonna be 3 years. I don't know.
Coming up is gonna be 3 years.
It's gonna be 3 years. Yeah. So. To me, like, even though we're married, I feel like the word husband has such a, like, heaviness to it for some reason.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be. For some reason, it does. Because
why do you think
it's so, like, I have a husband, you're my husband. It feels so serious for some reason. I don't know.
What about the word wife?
I feel like maybe it's because I've seen and heard that word of like, I'm trying to find a husband or like she doesn't have a husband, like in movies and like stuff like that. That it just feels like it's such a thing that like women have wanted for so long, or it's such a defining moment that like I found a husband.
I mean, finding a husband or finding someone that
to me, it's just about like finding the person that you want to spend, like share this life with.
Yeah.
But then I feel like when you say husband, it comes with this heaviness for some to me.
Okay.
So that's why I feel like what you could be my husband or you could be my boyfriend or you could be my partner, whatever you want to call it, and I would have the same expectations.
No, that's crazy.
I would.
Husband and boyfriend, same expectation, you can't do that.
So you would say your expectations have changed of me as your wife now that we're married?
No, but I also know that expectations do change. Like, I don't expect you, like, as a girlfriend, really, like, yes, you should respect your partner. You should respect who you're with. But when you're just kind of like dating or whatever, or your partner or girlfriend, people, for some reason, it's not, you're not committed to each other.
I think that all I'm saying is that in my personal experience, I don't expect something more from you because you're my husband now compared to before. It's also been like we've been together for 6 years. Like, we've been married for almost 3 years.
No, I get what you're saying. But when like anybody.
So when you say, basically my thing is like when you ask me like, how am I doing as a husband? To me is like, that question is, I don't think of you as like, I have these things that I need you to do because you're my husband.
Okay, well, how
or
am
it's
I
like
doing
a role that you're playing into.
So
to me, you're just like my partner in life.
Okay. Okay, no, I
get. So it's like just more like, how are you doing as like my partner in life rather than how are you doing like as my husband? Because that's what I'm saying. With the word husband come these like certain like specific expectations.
My partner in life. I get what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm just so weird. I'm just weird with these things.
So how am I doing?
No, you're doing great. That's what I'm saying. I have no notes. There isn't like something that I think we both know like what our strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you do the things that you're good at and that come naturally to you. I do the things that I'm good at and then that come naturally to me.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly. We like balance each other out really well.
I mean, we definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What are you most excited about in our relationship during this season?
What does it mean this season?
So like fall coming up.
Excited in our relationship?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like our like seasonally, like I think.
I mean, I would say one thing is like I'm excited to set up our home. Like we moved into this apartment. Like it's been a month since we've lived here.
Yeah,
and we've just been like so busy. And then now we're about to, you know, currently we're not actually here. We're on a trip. And we're traveling, so we just haven't had like the time and the capacity to like put together our home.
Mm.
And I would say like the fall and winter, like the coming up season will be the season where we're really gonna like put together our apartment and make it like all cozy and homey and like start having people over and hosting, and like this will become our space.
I'm so excited for that. But decorating the house, I feel like I always think when I see people with really nice apartments, I always think that like they moved in and they just decorated everything like the next week and
no,
it's done.
I mean, most people don't just move into a new apartment with one couch. Like that, we pretty much just moved here with a couch.
That's it.
In terms
pretty
of
much,
like
right?
decor/furniture. And it's this couch, which isn't like a it's like a star of the moment. It isn't like a piece, you know, it's like a very neutral thing. So yeah.
What are your biggest fears about our relationship?
Biggest fears about our relationship. I mean, I wouldn't really say a fear. I feel like it's more just I know it will be a challenge eventually. Is like
I already know what it is.
What?
No, go ahead. I mean, I'm not
going to... No, like when we're going to have a kid.
Mm. Oof.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, like when we're going to have a kid, it's going to be obviously the first time that either of us go through that experience.
Yeah.
And just
Are you scared?
I'm a little nervous just because like I can get stressed out really quickly. I'm not the most patient person. And I just can see that there might be like moments where I'm going to get like frustrated, and especially like the first, you know, I would say like year. I'm also like I don't know that much, like I'm learning. I would say as like other people around me are like having children, but it's like the first year.
Yeah,
it's like the baby's so dependent on the mom. The first 6 months, the first year, you know, it's like they need to be fed. It's like it's a lot on the mom.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel like it's going to be hard for me to communicate and delegate and like figure it all out. And then also I went through this whole like I was pregnant and then now I'm not. And then now there's a baby and the baby's here. And I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a lot, you know, versus like you're basically just going to like stay the same in terms of everything. It's just like now you have now the kid is here. But like along the way before that, there isn't that much. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The woman definitely goes through. I feel like this is like the most change anybody can ever go through.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I feel like that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. I mean, I have to like think back in the archives. I feel like
everybody knows the beanbag story.
Oh, but that one isn't really embarrassing because nobody witnessed it. Like nobody really knew. So I didn't get to feel embarrassed. Because in order to be embarrassed, like somebody has to see
it, yeah.
Whatever you did.
Like I feel like you fell on the bike a couple times.
Yeah, that's not like that embarrassing. I would say maybe like the first one that comes to mind is when I was like in kindergarten. And I remember waking up. We used to have nap time in Romania. You would have nap time in kindergarten. Everybody would like have their own bed, whatever.
Oh, that's
yeah. Funny. And then we would sleep.
Did your bed have a name on it?
I don't remember actually how we had our assigned beds, but it was like the beds were Murphy beds. So like during the day they were like in the wall, and then at night nap time they would come down.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of weird to think about it now. Okay. Anyways, and I woke up one time, and I woke up and there was like heads around me. Because everybody was looking over me because I peed myself.
Oh.
And I was soaked. And so was like all the sheets were soaked. The mattress was soaked.
Yo.
And I woke up and everybody was like around me looking at me. And it was so embarrassing. And there was this one girl.
That is the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah. And there was this one girl that was like always, she was kind of like my rival in the, like kindergarten. And she was loving it. The fact that I was like so embarrassed.
What happened? Like, don't you know that you like, because that happened to me before too.
I just
like,
woke up and I was wet. That was it. What happened? What'd you think about? I don't know. But.
It's usually, that used to happen to me too. But it's usually when you think, like when you're dreaming, in your dream, you're going to pee.
I don't have any recollection of the dream that I had. No. All I know is that I woke up
and everything
and then everybody was around me and I didn't know what was going on.
Do you know what happened afterwards?
Yeah, they had me like go to the bathroom and change, and then I had to like take a shower. There was like showers there, and then I had to like take
yo in front of everyone.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing. Like I woke up and I was the only one that was still in bed. Which I'm also like, how was everyone? Oh, how did everyone wake up and I didn't wake up?
Damn, babe, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like a scene out of a movie.
Well, I would remember.
I even
that
remember
day
I
too.
Was wearing these specific pajamas that had like little purple plums on it. And it was shorts. So it was summertime.
Yo, why do you remember that so specifically?
Yo, the memory that I have sometimes is crazy.
Okay, next question. If you could be any cartoon character for a day, who would that be? And why?
Any cartoon character?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I mean, low-key, I would love to be in, like, Totally Spies. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Oh, it was like these three girls that were like spies and they had these costumes. And I would probably be Alex because I think her name was Alex. She had like the short black hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was her name.
Okay.
And they had these like compact mirrors that would like talk to their like boss or like
what is
main
it called?
Guy. Totally Spies.
Totally Spies.
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys look it up. I have no idea what that is.
Anyone that's listening to this would know what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yes.
Was that like a European thing?
Gen Z girls? No.
Was it American?
It was American.
Okay,
I was too. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's not your generation.
Okay. Next question. What's the funniest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, funniest movie I've ever seen.
I know what your favorite movie is Ratatouille.
Ratatouille is definitely
you guys.
Like,
we were on the way. We were on the way from LA to New York, and she watched that movie on the airplane like she was a 5-year-old kid.
And I was as if I was watching it for the first time. That
it's so
is
good.
Like my Ratatouille, like Remy the rat in Ratatouille is my spirit animal, like 100%. Because the way that he talks about food, I feel it, and the way that he talks and like tastes the grape with the. The way that movie is made is like, I cannot wait to show my kid that movie.
Okay.
But that is not the funniest movie I've ever seen. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we talked about your favorite movie. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. If you were a superhero, what would be your ridiculous and harmless weakness?
You guys might already know this, but Yoni speaks 5 languages and I speak 2, but we don't speak 2 of the same except for English. And a few weeks ago when we visited Yoni's family in Belgium, I wanted to connect with all of them so badly, but with my limited French, it was pretty difficult. So this time around, I'm turning to Rosetta Stone since it's one of the most trusted language learning programs. Available for both desktop and as an app, it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 3 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. What's really cool is their fast language acquisition. There are no English translations. You simply learn to speak, listen, and think in that language, which I really think is exactly how I learned the fastest and the best. They also have this speech recognition built to give you the feedback on your pronunciation and your accent. Rosetta Stone is super convenient, as you can learn anytime, anywhere, and it's of amazing value as the lifetime membership has all 25 languages. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which, if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Like, if you're a superhero, what would be something that would defeat you?
Like
water, fire, electricity. It's kind of a weird question, right?
Yeah, it's a
weird
question.
Okay. Next question. What's the weirdest food combination you've ever tried?
That I've ever tried?
I know this is not my turn, but I want to say something. An apple, a green apple with a slice of cheese. That's a weird combination.
That's not weird at all.
Okay. To me, when I first tried it, I was like, these two things are like from different planets.
No.
But I tried it. I haven't had it for like, I don't know, like maybe like 10 years. But
That's a very common pairing.
Okay.
Like fruit and cheese.
Peanut butter and jelly. When I first came to America, I thought you guys were crazy.
Yeah, I didn't really have peanut butter until I got here because it exists in Europe now, but it wasn't really a thing then.
Okay.
Weirdest food combination I've ever tried? I don't know. But one of my favorite food combinations that I have quite often is actually kind of similar to yours, is grapes with feta cheese, where I will like eat a little piece of feta and then I'll have a grape. It's like one of my go-tos.
I think like that's not weird though.
That's not weird. I don't really have like weird
food combos. Can I say mine?
Your weird food combo?
I tried a vanilla ice cream with Tabasco one day.
What?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. I think I was like 9 or 10. And I had like a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and then I put like Tabasco on top of it. And for some reason, I just wanted to try it.
Damn.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was terrible. All right, next question. What's the most ridiculous outfit you've ever worn?
Ridiculous?
I know this answer.
What is it?
It's these black tight jeans.
Okay. Oh, The shoes right here are be crucial.
It's not ridiculous, but now looking back.
Now.
With the Timberlands.
Oh my God. And the jeans were the ones that had the cut in the knee.
Yes.
It was just one slit.
And it was skinny jeans.
No, like skinny, skinny.
Like if they were baggy, that could have worked.
Yeah, but that wasn't the thing at the time.
Whoo, you guys.
Baggy jeans weren't it.
I don't even want to find a picture and show you guys because
it's easy to find. It's on my Instagram if you scroll back.
So what was happening at that time?
No, that was just what was cool. Was like skinny. Everybody was wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Why bigger jeans weren't really like a thing. Like even like bigger weren't really that big. But then
it was skinny.
The Timberlands were just like cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to find myself. Still okay. Am.
I was just gonna say. Okay. What's the more bizarre dream you've ever had? I feel like you told me of a few like recently.
You know, I've had some weird ones. I had one that, like, I remember till this day where I had a dream that I just basically woke up at the hospital and they said, congratulations, you just had triplets.
Oh, I remember that.
And I'm not kidding you. I was so angry.
Yo,
like in my dream, I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't even know that I had one kid. You're telling me there was three in there? And I was like, I'm going to sue you for like not telling me that there was three kids. And I genuinely was so terrified.
When you woke up, that's the first thing you told me.
Yeah. And then I also Googled what are the odds of having twins and then triplets.
That's when you woke up and I was still asleep.
Yeah. And I Googled that like as soon as I woke up because I was like, that's not funny. Happening.
Okay. Next question. If you had to be handcuffed to one person for a week, who would that be?
Yoni Ikoto.
That was very easy.
Yeah.
What's the most ridiculous? Oh, no. Sorry. If you could switch lives with any celebrity for a day, who would that be?
For a day?
Yeah. 24 hours. You're that person. And you live their life. Like, you're not here. And don't be shy. You can really say who you think.
No, I'm really trying to choose wisely.
Is it Emma Chamberlain?
No, I was either thinking like Kim Kardashian.
Or Kendall Jenner.
Or I was thinking Drake.
Okay. Like, what would you do?
I don't know, because I don't even know what there is to do.
You don't even know what they do.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like the first people that I could think about.
Okay. Okay, next question. If you could create a holiday, what would it be called and what would it be celebrated? Like, what would you be celebrating?
Oh, I would love to create some type of like food holiday.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe like one where all the food is free.
Okay, what is it called?
It's called like eat your heart out. Or something like
your
that.
Your heart out day. I don't know, what day of the year would that be?
Mm.
Like, is it like a summertime thing or what?
I feel like it would have to be when it's a good season.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like end of summer. Like the produce right now is really good.
Okay. All right, next question. What's the worst haircut you've ever had? I know that question.
Oh, easy. I mean, it's the one that I had at the beginning of my YouTube career.
You had two.
Two?
The blonde era was kind of crazy.
Oh, that wasn't a haircut, though.
Okay.
But the haircut is one of my first YouTube videos. I went to get a haircut, and it was during COVID because I was thinking, you know, everybody's getting at-home haircuts. I wanted to get a haircut. So I went from, like, long hair, longer than, like, I have now, all the way to a short bob and bangs. It just didn't align.
But I
immediately regretted it.
Yo, you guys, she got in a car. And she was like,
you can watch
what
this
did I do
on the internet. It's forever there for you to watch. Yeah, so that would be my worst.
Okay. If you are a ghost, whether you believe it or not, how would you haunt people?
I wouldn't. Bad question?
Okay. What's the funniest text you've ever received? Do you remember
the
things like that?
The funniest text?
Yeah. I feel like I would not know how to answer
that. I don't know.
Yeah. If you could invent a new ice cream flavor, what would that be? That's a question for you.
A new ice cream flavor? What would
something that doesn't exist. Like, does apple ice cream exist? Like apple flavor?
Probably. See, probably like apple pie or ice cream or
something. No, but like actual apple, like green apple.
Yeah, but
green apple ice cream
would taste like fake green apple. Like that's what you would go for. Honestly, yeah. What about like... I'm trying to think of like something savory that would maybe be good in an ice cream. See, that's
like
the thing,
a cheddar, like a cheddar cheese ice cream flavor. Ooh,
cheddar cheese ice, cheddar popcorn ice cream. Ooh, actually, salt and vinegar chips ice cream.
Ew.
I feel like we could do something there.
Okay. Okay. Next question: what's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten?
Unusual thing I've ever eaten.
Like, have you ever ate like a brain or like an eyeball?
Oh, not an eyeball. I have had brain before, but it was a long time ago and I can't really remember. Like, I know I didn't like it, but I would say recently I ate octopus, and I've been getting a little bit more into octopus specifically. But this time that I had it, they served it with the head. Usually they just give you like the tentacles, you know, and they like cook it or whatever. And the tentacles like big and thick. These ones were like tiny little octopi. think it's like octopus. Yeah. And it had like the little tentacles at the bottom, which I ate, but then it had the head, and the head, something about it, my friend and I were like, I don't think I'm gonna do the head. It just looks, it kind of looks like a tiny little penis, but not in a good way. Something about it made me uncomfortable. Like, it just felt like squishy and kind of, I don't know.
Okay. If you could live in any sitcom, which one would it be?
Sitcom? I probably wouldn't. I don't really know sitcoms, but just TV shows in general that kind of give me like sitcom vibes would probably be Sex and the City.
I knew it. Like, that was such a long way to just answer that.
Predictable.
Yeah. Okay. What's your go-to dance at a party? I was just doing it the
go-to
other day.
Go-to dance is like a side to side with like a little head.
Can you
like
show it?
I have very basic dance moves,
but it's so good.
It's really just,
it just shows
like
that you're having a good time.
Yeah, it's like having a drink in a hand, going side to side, and then just like, no, actually no, it's like, yeah, you get it.
All right, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in public?
Probably like falling in public is always like the
worst. I feel
worst.
Like it's always the most embarrassing.
Yeah. Like recently, the most recent one was I got off the Brooklyn Bridge. I was biking and I somehow got disoriented. I was going to do my nails on the Lower East Side and I got confused, or it was the Manhattan Bridge, and I don't take that one very often. So I got off and like I didn't know, and the GPS was like fucking me up, and I had to like look around and get off the bike. Eventually, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to park the bike over here and walk. And then if you know, like around Canal Street, around Chinatown, it's like pretty crazy. There's people walking the time,
it's a crazy
like on,
area.
I think it's Grand. And I turned off of the bike path with, and also I always use the e-bike, and the e-bike is so heavy, especially like when you get off of it and to like move it around. I always somehow fall with the bike. And that's exactly what happened. And it was so busy around there. And these ladies behind me were like, oh, honey, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
And like I scraped. I ended up like bruising my knee.
Damn.
And it's like every time that happens, you try to play it cool, but it's like so embarrassing.
I don't even try to play it cool anymore. I just like address it and laugh.
I mean, it's not that I play, like I laugh too, but I also can't be like, I don't know.
Okay. So, okay, next question. If you could have any fictional character as your best friend, who would it be?
Probably any fictional character.
And if you don't know, we
I
can
mean,
also
low key Remy from Ratatouille.
Okay, as your best friend, that'd be a great.
Yeah, we
best
would have
friend.
Such a great time. Like,
oh, I know.
Food
like
together,
if he was just like right here
and
chilling?
Like cooking it up. I want him to be on my head
cooking
and, like,
it up
and like tell me what to do.
Okay, what's the silliest fear you have? Like a fear that's like,
does
why
it really
am
make
I?
Sense?
Yeah, like why am I scared of this?
Just I mean, like, one was just like biking that I recently got over. That was like such a fear that it was embarrassing to admit to that I genuinely was like, biking is just not in my repertoire of life. Like, it's just not something I do.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that I got over that.
What's your weirdest habit?
What is my weirdest habit?
Like something that you always do, and I'm trying to think about that for you.
What is my weirdest habit? I mean,
and it's okay to share.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I open the fridge a lot, but I think that's something that everybody does. Mm. Like, I'd be opening the fridge, like, a lot.
Okay. I think we can go to the next question.
Yeah.
If you could sing karaoke right now, what song are you confidently going to be able to sing?
Oh, easy. Love on Top by Beyonce.
Give me something right now. That's part of the thing.
Well, I need the lyrics.
No,
I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane?
That's your most confident song.
I mean, shit. I love that song.
Okay.
You got my love on top, baby, because you're the one that I love.
Okay, that's good.
You're the only one that I need.
Okay,
you're
cool.
You're the only one that I see. Come on, baby, it's you.
Okay, yeah. I can tell
that song is just hella fun to sing.
Okay. What's the funniest thing you've ever seen a child do?
I'm not really around children very often.
Okay. If you could only speak in movie quotes, which movie would it be?
I'm not a big enough movie person to like do
okay.
that.
Okay. What's your strongest talent you have?
Probably talking.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
And cooking.
And cooking, I feel like
it's like a good...
Yeah, I feel like that's like a secret. That's like a hidden talent.
But I was going to say, it's like, can you say it's a talent when I'm just really good at executing other people's recipes? Like, I'm not like innovative. Like, I can't really put my own thing together.
I feel like you can. You haven't tapped into that yet. I feel like in this kitchen, you would.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah. Okay. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on a dare?
On a dare? Oh, I don't remember. When was the last time you played Truth or Dare?
I don't know, but I feel like you'd be challenged to do some shit.
I mean, shit, I don't know. Probably like jump in the pool or something.
Oh, I thought you said jump in the river. That's pretty crazy. Oh,
yeah, no.
Okay. If you could make one law that everyone had to follow, what would it be? Like an official law. It's going to be good, y'all.
That's so like intense. See, the thing is about these types of things, like I take them so seriously, I can't just like say whatever.
Okay.
A law that everybody would have to follow, like be nice to one another.
I mean, you got to do that now anyways.
Yeah, I got to do that now anyways. Like an actual, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. If you could instantly become an expert in something ridiculous, what would it be?
Something ridiculous?
Something ridiculous.
What's an example of something ridiculous?
Like, I don't know. Just anything that's ridiculous. If you could be an expert at that and be proud of that, what would that be? And you
considered ridiculous, you know?
I don't know, like jumping off like 100-foot cliffs.
That's like my specialty.
Yeah. You just jump off that shit as if it's like just like a chair. You know, there's people on Instagram who do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would want to say, I really want to be like good at some like food shit. You know, that's the only thing I ever think about.
But that's not ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, what is ridiculous?
Okay.
I want to just be really good at like, I don't know, making bread or something. Actually, okay. I would love to be really good at wines, like knowing shit about wine.
Like tasting it and be like,
yeah,
this is 1898 in south of France.
Yeah, and it's like the color, it tells you, you know.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't know
either. Like you taste it and you know when it was made and where.
And where it was from.
I think that's fake. I think.
No, I don't think so. Because people, like to be a sommelier, you need to take a test. I need to get the shit right.
That's insane. Yeah. That's like a crazy... To me,
that's
like
ridiculous. No shade to anyone that is a sommelier.
Yeah. Okay. What's the funniest name you can think of for a pet?
For a pet? Like dog?
Charlie.
No.
Funniest? Yeah.
Oh, I was still thinking like ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's a bad question. Shout out to all the dogs out there though. Okay, what's the funniest excuse you've ever used to get out of something?
Oh, I mean, I've used plenty.
Like, what's one that you were like, I can't believe that works?
I mean...
Or didn't work.
I feel like I always play it safe, though. Like, I always just say, like, I have something to do, like, I have work, or, like, I'm behind
in
a deadline.
Can you remember? Okay, that's fine.
It's always that. I've never, like, used some crazy shit that was, like, also a big lie. Most of the time, I'm not even lying.
Okay. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would it be and why?
Probably.
Or what would you have the chance to winning at? Like if it's not an Olympic sport, but like 2040.
20, I don't know. I mean, I liked how Pharrell was talking about. I mean, I don't know exactly how he mentioned it, but he was saying how he wants to bring Bart back, like the arts, into the Olympics. I remember he was like talking about something that's like something that they used to do in the Olympics at the beginning, and they took it out, and it has to do more with like arts and stuff like that. Mm.
Okay. If you could eat one thing for the rest of your life, but it had to be something weird, what would it be? I guess I don't know. Like
something weird?
Yeah.
Pickles?
Okay, it's not weird. I love pickles. What's the funniest name you can think of for... Oh, no, I got that already. If you could replace all the grass in the world with something else...
All the grass?
Yeah, what would it be and why? Like, all the grass in the world...
Oh, but I love grass.
I would keep grass for sure.
Yeah, like, what do you replace it with? Sand?
Ew, no.
Flowers. Ooh, nah.
That would be crazy. You know how
that
many,
would be so beautiful, though?
You know how colorful this planet would be?
Damn. Replace all the grass
flowers.
With flowers.
Okay, that's the answer. We got it. What's the most embarrassing song you know all the words to?
I actually don't know all the words to any song.
To any song.
I'm really bad with lyrics.
Okay. If you could create a new dance move, what would it look like? And also, if you don't think a question is like good enough, to say skip.
Okay, skip.
Okay, what's the... Okay, what's the most ridiculous thing you believed in as a kid?
You know...
Because kids believe a lot of shit.
I mean, it's not really ridiculous, but like I really... Oh, actually, so my grandma tricked me into believing that if I don't finish all of my food, there's going to be this guy that turns into a wolf that's going to eat my food. And there was a real guy that lived in the same like neighborhood because this was happening in the country.
Okay, Provica?
At Provica, yeah. Shout out to Provica. There was this neighbor that used to, I think he had like cows or some type of animal, right? Mm-hmm. And he walked them down and then up. And then it was always around lunchtime. And he would know he was in on this joke. And I would always be eating outside. So when he would walk by, he could see me having like my lunch. And then he would always yell over and he'd be like, Alia, did you finish your food? Like it was like a thing.
Yo, Alia had the best childhood, you guys. It's like a movie. All right. If you could have any job in the world, but it had to be something silly, what would it be? See, that's kind of fucked up because if someone listening has that silly job.
I mean, what's like a silly job?
I don't know, like be...
Honestly, I would love to be like a tester for something. It's like I get to just test a bunch of like products.
Test airplanes?
No, not that. Like I get to test like new food that's coming up.
Wow, product.
Yeah, like new, I don't know, something like that.
Okay, what's the funniest thing you've overheard in public?
Oh, I mean, I feel like so many times what I overhear is like people talking about relationships.
Yeah. Okay, if you could turn any... No. What's the strangest gift you've ever received? Did I say strangers right?
Yeah, next.
Okay. If you could live in any movie universe, which one would it be?
Oh my God. I mean, probably Sex and the City too.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even like Interstellar?
Oh, okay.
Like just to be
I'm
there?
More like realistic. Interstellar.
I feel like I wouldn't want to live in
that universe.
If you haven't watched that movie, you have to
watch
it. I would
do like Sex and the City or maybe like Freaky Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. What's the most absurd compliment you've ever received?
That I'm built like a tank.
What? Who said that?
It was back in the day. Like no girl wants to hear she's built like a tank.
Okay. Yeah, probably not. I don't know. Maybe. You don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. If you could wear only one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be from head to toe? Let's start with the bottom.
Oh, probably.
What shoes are you wearing for the rest of your life?
What shoes? Birkenstocks.
Okay. Pants?
Pants.
What color socks?
Oh, white.
Okay.
Pants. Shit.
What color Birkenstocks? Brown.
Low-key, probably the classic like beige ones.
Okay, beige Birkenstocks, white socks.
I mean, is it winter or summer?
Doesn't matter. It's
okay, I would probably do that with, I mean, it's going to be so boring, but it's going to be that with a pair of really nice, loose denim shorts.
Okay.
Like kind of jorts. So a little bit longer. And just like a white t-shirt and maybe like a sweater that's tied around my neck to just put it on if it's cold, you know?
Okay, that counts.
And then some like sunglasses and like a black bag or something. Yeah.
All right. If you had $1 million tomorrow morning, what would be the first thing you do?
If I had $1 million, I would probably...
And all your plans are the same, but you just have $1 million.
In my account now.
Yeah. Would your day be exactly the same?
No. Hell no. Shit.
Are you flying now immediately? Like, do you go buy some crazy shit? Because...
I would probably go have like a crazy ass meal.
Like expensive.
Like an expensive. And I invite anyone and I pay for everything.
Oh, of course. You better.
You better, right?
Okay, I like that. What's the strangest thing you've ever found in your house? I have a crazy story about my friend, which I can't say, but I found some shit in his house.
What was it?
But I was young. This is like more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it's not. It's not my time. Okay.
Okay.
What's the silliest argument you've ever had?
Oh, there's been many.
Silly arguments?
Many, 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 especially in this relationship.
What?
No, like arguments that I started, but they're like so over nothing, you know?
Okay. If you can make up a new word, what would it be and what would it mean?
Oh.
Yo, I feel like, wait, how? I feel like
make
all
up
the meanings.
A new word? I mean, I would love to make up a word that is like stronger than love.
Is that because
sometimes I feel like when I say I love you, it's like I actually feel something more than I love you.
You don't just have to say that because we're potting right now.
We're not. We talked about this before.
Nah, okay, that's true. We did. If you can make one part of your daily routine more fun, what would it be?
One part of my daily routine more fun? Probably like whenever I'm working. Could just
make work more fun. I mean, I feel like everyone would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one. If you could turn any historical event into a comedy, what would it be? I feel like we can do a better last one, right?
Yes.
Let's do a better last one. All right. What's the funniest text or message you've ever sent by mistake?
By mistake. Not the tone change. By mistake. I mean, I would want to say that at some point in time, I probably mistakenly sexted someone that I wasn't actually sexting.
That is
like
pretty
back
bad.
In the day.
Do you remember what you said?
I don't remember, but I'm sure that I did that.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, it's like you're having multiple conversations at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
It's like there's one vibe going on in one. There's a different vibe going on in a different one.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I feel like that would be one.
Okay. Oh, what's the most ridiculous thing you've ever done to get someone's attention? Like specifically? Like you did that? We're going to end it on here.
I mean, especially when I was younger, there was plenty.
Well, plenty, what's an example? Plenty, like plenty. You did that to get that attention.
So many things. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is just like wearing certain clothes that I know like the guy that I like likes. Or like even getting the exact same shit that he had.
What?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like, that's so embarrassing to admit to. But that's definitely something I did when I was younger. Like I'm talking, you know, 14, 15.
Okay. I actually have another one. If there's an artist that's currently dead that you could bring back and listen to their music.
That would be like new music.
Yes. And like go to their shows and be able to like see them perform live, who would it be?
Oh, I mean, it's such an easy question. And I don't know, some people might feel some type of way about me answering, but
I feel like everybody knows where this is going.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be crazy if I could go see Michael Jackson in a concert.
Thriller days?
It would be crazy.
We went to a Broadway show. It was actually my first Broadway show that I've ever been to.
Yeah, me too.
And we saw the what is it called?
Michael Jackson, the musical.
Yes. I don't know. It's probably not happening anymore, right?
No, it is. It is.
That shit was amazing. Like I felt like I was seeing Michael Jackson for real.
No,
like,
me too.
The guy they picked.
It was so emotional. It was such a good production.
Yeah.
And just.
You felt it.
Crazy.
It was. I would watch that shit again.
No. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. All
right,
guys.
That was fun. Thank you for this little interview. Next week we're gonna come back and we're gonna ask Yoni questions. I wasn't really an interview, but you know.
Yeah. Well, next week I'm excited to see what are you gonna come up with or like find, you know?
Yeah. I think we need to we have to. I mean, sometimes it's like, what's the most? When the word most is part of the question, it's like I really got to think deep. Like,
yeah.
Got to choose the number one,
right.
You know?
And also, too, like, I didn't look at any of these questions beforehand.
Yeah, we were.
So it was like really like on the fly, which I like. So don't curate it too much.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Okay.
Anyways, hopefully this was a fun episode to listen
fun.
To.
It was fun to me.
Yeah, you're having fun asking those questions.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope to see you over on Patreon. If you are a member, you can always check out the Patreon, see the previews and everything.
It's a good vibe over there.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's always a good vibe over here too. So,
that's
love
true
you.
Too.
We'll talk later, you know? See you guys next week. Yeah?
We're done?
Yeah.
Okay, bye guys. Thanks for listening. And also let us know what you thought about this episode in the comments. If there was a specific answer that Alia answered and you would like to answer yourself, please answer that in the comments.
Yeah, and like let us know maybe what your character that you would switch lives with, or what was the other one?
Yeah, it was so
or
many.
Like what would be your fictional character best friend? Mine was the rat from Ratatouille. Let me know what yours would be.
Okay. Or any other question.
Yeah.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.